This is Hubble Bubble Boiler Trouble, written and created by Anna Swan, Edward Mulryne, George Cooper, Sahar Yousefi, and Emma Regan. It stars Edward Mulryne as Tom, Sam Colby as Ken, Hayden Burke as Jeff, Anna Swan as Ashley, Sahar Yousefi as Val, Inez Met as Maggie, and George Cooper as Frank.
Yes? Hello? Good grief! Why are you all dressed like that? You look like the village people. What are you doing going door to door? Are you from some sort of Christian outreach scheme? Or is it Fathers for Justice? What was that? Trick or what? Treat? Trick or treat? Oh, no. It's not that time of year, is it? Well, I haven't got any treats for you, I'm afraid. All I've got is a 4-pack of Activia and a box of Allbran. I'm due to go shopping tomorrow, so I'm sorry I'm not prepared for this hellish visitation. Now, don't look at me like that. No, I don't have any sweets for you. No, I don't care that you're dressed as a minion, whatever that is. Life is disappointing. The sooner you learn that, the better. Even Halloween is disappointing nowadays. You don't know what real Halloween is. I bet you've never truly been scared. I remember when I was scared on Halloween. Properly scared. Crikey, that was a crazy time. I was so young. I was so supple. I was so green. As you might imagine, it happened on Halloween night a long time ago. I was discussing the fact that we plan to come as Shrek and Fiona from Shrek.
All you told me was to come as Fiona, and who's the most famous Fiona? Fiona Bruce.
So who did you think I'd be coming as? Clive Myrie? Hugh Edwards? We can't go out like this, it just looks like Shrek has abducted a newsreader.
Well, I've not seen the film, so he may well have done at some point.
You've still got me.
And what are you meant to be again?
He's Donkey, from Shrek. Because he knew when I said donkey, I meant donkey from Shrek, not donkey from News 24.
I didn't know there was a donkey on News 24.
Oh, there isn't one, that's the point.
Come on, guys, it's Halloween. It's a night of fun and fright. It doesn't matter what we're dressed as long as we have a good time.
And what the hell are you, Ken?
I'm a Petri dish.
Of course you are.
You're just covered in plates and Vaseline, Ken.
And that's enough for me to have a good time.
Hang on, are those my plates? Is that where all my plates went?
Is that where all my Vaseline went?
I didn't even wash one of them.
The boiler's doing the thing again.
There's ketchup on it. You're wearing my ketchup, Ken.
Right, we have to leave soon to get to the party, and Valerie isn't even here yet. Can we please just get back to the game so we can finish our drinks and get a move on?
Yeah, all this talk of ketchup is making a thirsty man. Of me.
So, most likely to?
You start, Jeff.
Okay. Most likely to throw up tonight. 3, 2, 1.
Ken! Yay!
Oh, you guys, my tolerance is improving.
Your turn, Ken.
All right. Most likely to mistake vodka for water and have to be carried out of the Eagle and Ball tonight. 3, 2, 1.
Ken!
All right, my turn. Most likely to sleep on the floor tonight. 3, 2, 1.
Tom!
Maggie.
Who the hell is Maggie?
I don't know.
You don't know? What the hell does that mean, I don't know?
I swear, I have no idea why I said that.
Guys, come on. I know you two could argue your way to next Christmas. But can you please just not? Just for one night? For all our sakes?
Fine. We'll talk about this later.
Yikes. Well, I'm really excited for you all to meet Alfie tonight.
Ah yes, the fabled boyfriend. Thought we'd never have the pleasure.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, I've been really nervous about introducing you.
And I'm excited for you all to meet my new lady love.
Oh, no.
Guess we've moved on from me, then.
She's 2 foot tall, she's very highly strong, and she sleeps in this box.
You haven't.
I have. Ta-da!
You're bringing your fiddle?
Yep.
To a Halloween party?
Yep.
Ken, why are you bringing your fiddle to a Halloween party?
To impress the ladies, duh.
Oh, boy.
Musicians are sexy. Proven fact, look at Ringo Starr.
Well, at least you'll have something to fiddle tonight.
Damn it, it's almost 10. Come on, guys, let's just go. Val will just have to meet us there.
Oh, yeah, let's go party!
Guys, the door's locked?
Don't be stupid. Here, move. Let me.
I'm telling you, mate, it's definitely jammed.
Damn it!
I swear that door is never locked before.
Let's break it down.
Brilliant idea. Ken, use your head.
But I don't want to use my head!
Oh my god, I was kidding, you imbecile. Here, let me just...
And there goes our deposit.
You're right.
No, that really hurt.
Idiot.
Oh, you think you could do better?
No, I think you kicking a door really takes the cake.
Do we have any cake?
Well, this is spooky.
Huh?
I'm just saying, it's Halloween. We're mysteriously trapped behind a locked door. We're all alone. Spooky.
It's not spooky, it's just...
Unfortunate. Just one of those unfortunate events that happens. Sometimes.
Help!
Crikey, Ken, what are you?
Help!
Well, this is just bloody ridiculous.
Oh, or maybe there's
think rationally, for
the
goodness
door.
Sake, I'm
Wait
sure there's a reasonable explanation. Hey,
with an
Ken, would you stop playing that damn fiddle?
Sorry, just thought it added to the atmosphere.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We're going to be late.
I don't want to die.
Pipe down, Ken.
Tell me the legends of long ago.
Ken.
We could climb out the window.
We're on the fourth floor, Jeff. God. Am I the only one who's got a brain round here?
Zombies like those.
I've got a hairpin.
Brell, we can pick the lock.
Brell, we can pick the lock.
Sure beats kicking the door.
Oh, and you fancy yourself MacGyver, picking locks with a hairpin.
Where did Ken get a hairpin?
We should call the landlord.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Are you joking?
I didn't hear anything. Okay, I heard that.
Get off me, Ken.
I don't want to die. I was going to make love tonight.
Oh, Ken, you did not.
Is that why you're covered in Vaseline? That is minging.
Absolute filth.
Why are you covered in Vaseline?
Ah!
What the heck, guys?
Oh, pipe down. It's just Val.
Just Val?
I didn't mean it like that. I meant...
What did you mean, then?
Well, if you let me finish.
If I let you finish, it would take all night.
You're one to talk.
Is it just my head in the gutter, or...
Excuse me? The lights!
Good thing I've got my 8-in-1 Scouts-approved Swiss Army knife. With a torch. Strapped right here under this plate.
Pipe down, they can hear us.
What do you mean, who can hear us?
Are you dense? Look at what's happened. We just got locked out.
Wait! How did you get in here, Val?
Through the door.
How? It was locked.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. We've been trying to open it now for like an hour.
It hasn't been an hour. You're so dramatic.
Excuse me?
You're such a misogynistic jerk, Tom.
The door!
It's locked.
Move aside.
It was just open a minute ago.
Well, it's locked now.
Genius.
Faulty electricity and key lockouts fall under the jurisdiction of Landlord Responsibilities. Tenancy Act of 1954, Section 76-12.
I agree. We have to call Frank.
Ugh, I hate that guy. He's so weird.
It'll be days before he gets here based on his track record.
We wouldn't even be locked in here if that doorknob wasn't from, like, 1870. He's so cheap, he won't even pick up a proper knob from Screwfix for $8.99.
Yeah, this house is a nightmare. The water pH from these taps is definitely not alkaline.
It's a student house, Ken.
That's not good for our teeth.
Bloody Americans and their teeth.
And I have all mine.
He's violated so many sections. This flat is cause for an appeal in our agreement.
To be frank, Frank needs to get his minions in a line.
What are minions?
You don't know what minions are.
Minions.
From Despicable Me.
Ah, banana.
What?
Haven't you seen Despicable Me?
No. But at least I have seen Shrek and I know who Fiona is.
Shrek is lame, so intellectually void.
At least I'm wearing a costume, unlike you.
I am wearing a costume.
Are you dressed like a drama student?
No. I'm a beat poet.
What's a beat poet?
See? So intellectually void. Why are you even dating him, Ashley?
I ask myself that all the time.
You what?
Jack Kerouac, William S. Burroughs, Neil Cassidy.
Guys, stop it. We're in a dire situation here.
I'm calling Frank.
Not so loud.
Ew, not that creep. I'm leaving if you call him.
Where to? Last I checked, we're locked in, you imbecile.
I ought to deck you.
Give me the phone. I'm calling Frank.
That guy gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Why?
He's just so...
odd, bizarre, eccentric.
Absolutely off the rails insane. Come on, you've heard the stories about him, right? He owns houses and flats all over the city. Everyone talks about them.
And yet, y'all still rent and live in a house he owns.
Cheaply rent and live in a house he owns. Not all of our parents are CEOs of stupidly rich companies, Val.
Money really isn't important, guys. My mum and dad run a chocolate-scented bleach company, and I get along just fine.
Chocolate-scented bleach? Isn't that really dangerous to leave lying around near kids? Like they'll think it's chocolate and drink it.
Well, it's less dangerous than the chocolate-flavoured bleach they came up with last year.
Seriously, what are the stories then? Spill the tea, y'all.
Well, take your pick, I guess. There's practically a story for every day of the year.
The first thing Tom told me about him was how reclusive he is. Like, the people who lived here last year only spoke to him in person once. They thought maybe he'd been letting himself into the house when they were all out.
Well, that's horrifying.
That's just Tom trying to scare you. He's never here. He'd never come here if he didn't really have to. Because... his wife. They used to live in this house. Or at least that's the rumour, anyway. Then she died. Point is, she was gone and he moved out right afterwards. Completely redecorated the place. Nothing like it used to be. Depending on who you ask, some people say he was happy when it happened. Like a weight lifted off his shoulders.
To be fair, he did do a cracking job with the decor. The wallpaper works a treat.
So what happened to his wife? How'd she die?
Well, they married young. He made his money buying junkyards across the city. Cheap, independent places. He'd buy them, whack the prices up, and rinse the areas for anything he could get. Kept himself out of the spotlight, behind the scenes. He became untouchable. She came from a rich family. They lost all their money on bad investments. Thus she was drawn to him like a moth to a flame. He gave her back a taste of the high life she'd been raised on. For a few years, that was enough. But then she started to see what he was really doing. How he really made his money. He'd branch out into buying up small businesses to corner the market, bleeding communities dry. She came to loathe him. And when she found out he'd been doing the things that were less than legal, she gave the police all they needed. To add insult to injury, she fell in love with one of the officers on Frank's case. Sensing something was wrong, Frank scrambled to save his crumbling empire and put his faith in property. It wasn't until the police had taken everything else that his wife finally told him what she'd done. Quickly, then all at once, he had lost everything. So, Halloween night, 10 years ago, she told him she hated him and how she'd finally found someone she could trust. She told him he could rot in this house and keep himself company with his own evil ways.
Let me guess, bad idea.
Very bad. He lost it, attacked her viciously, like an animal. It went on for hours. When his bloodlust was spent, he threw her down into the basement. Her mangled body lay next to a pipe leading up to the kitchen. She lay there, unable to move, blood slowly oozing from her lifeless body, her last breath coming out broken and raspy. He called the police and told them she'd fallen down the stairs. Of course, no one believed it, but there was no way they could prove anything. That's why he doesn't leave his house much anymore. The police are always watching him, waiting for him to slip up. And his wife? Some say she's still down there, still stuck in this cold, putrid basement of his. Her spirit, forever tied to this house, alone in the shadows, never forgetting, never forgiving, watching and waiting for him to return at exactly the right time. Exactly the right time for her to take her revenge.
Yeah, and I heard he makes cheese in his socks.
For God's sake, Ken.
I have good news and really, really bad news. The good news is, Frank is on his way.
And the really, really bad news?
He's not going to be here for a while.
Well, that's just great.
How shall we pass the time? Ooh, charades.
No!
You guys suck.
How about a Ouija board?
Are you five?
Absolutely not.
I think we have one of them in the hall cupboard.
That's a boogie board, Ken.
There's no way we're using a Ouija board. You could disturb a ghost or be consumed by an evil spirit.
I think you'll find it'll be us consuming the spirits tonight.
Nice.
I'm serious, guys.
Oh, are you scared?
I'm not scared. I just have a healthy respect for ethereal beings.
Ooh.
Stop it!
Ooh.
Ooh. What the hell was that for?
Stop being horrible and harassing Val.
But they started it!
Val, stop being dramatic and just let the boys play their stupid game. Anything to shut them up until Frank arrives.
Fine.
Fine.
Oh yeah, bulletin board!
Boogie board? I mean, a Ouija board? Damn it.
Right, we can use this.
A Coco Pops box?
Y'all are actually children.
Banksy writing. What do I write?
The alphabet, Ken.
Oh, right. A, B, C...
Literal children.
Okay, finished.
We need something to move on top.
Here, take this.
A girl's just want to have fun shot glass.
Problem?
No. No problem. Thanks, Ash.
Hey, how come he gets to call you Ash?
Because he doesn't tell me I remind him of the anime kid from Pokemon.
Anyway, here we go. Everyone sit round the table.
It would help if we had some incense.
Really? I mean, I like my sister and everything, but...
Incense, Ken. Incense.
I mean, I can light a cigarette if you
this
want
me. This is a non-smoking student house, Tom.
Quiet, both of you. You're disturbing the atmosphere. Okay, Ken, you hold the shot glass.
Righto.
Hello, spirits. Can you hear me? Are there any spirits in this house?
Well, this is bull...
Shh!
I'm speaking to the spirit of Frank's wife. Are you there?
Oh my gosh, it moved.
What letter have you landed on?
It says, filled with chocolatey goodness. What could she mean?
Wrong side of the board, Ken.
Huh?
Turn it around, you idiot.
Ah, whoopsie.
Sorry about that, spirit. Just ignore Ken. Now, can you tell us your name?
It's moved again! Coco Pops make milk go chalk? What does...
The other side. Just like this. See? You flip it over.
Ah, got it now.
Don't do it again.
But he said...
Ken, love, just hold the shot glass.
Okay.
Oh, great spirit.
It moved.
What does it say?
A. L. E. X. A. Alexia!
Alexa?
Hey, kids.
Oh my god.
What the hell?
Who
are you?
I'm Maggie.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering
about Maggie. Okay. Oh, you're Maggie.
Oi, I've got a bone to pick with you. You made my girlfriend think...
Oh, hush your mouth, lad!
I don't give a toss about you and Miss Bruce over there. Tell me, where is Frankie?
He's
on his way. Hi, I'm Val. I'd just like to say I was very against the idea of bringing you...
Yes, I know. I've been watching you all. All I can do for eternity now is watch over this house. This miserable, cursed house. And you lot. Honestly, you all need to do more exciting things with your lives. I'd rather listen to the archers and repeat than to one more day of your boring little lives.
Crikey!
Why are you here?
I'm here because, as you rightly pointed out not too long ago, today is the anniversary of my murder. Once a year on this day at exactly 10:30 p.m., the time my husband began his attack on me all those years ago, I am able to reach back out to the mortal earthly world and communicate with the inhabitants of this house. Every year for 10 years I've tried, and every year I've failed.
Why?
This is a student house. Everyone's usually out at the pub by now. You lot are the first bunch boring enough to still be in past 10.
We were waiting for Val, actually.
Oh, so this is my
fault?
Well,
technically, I think it is a bit.
You did not just say
Guys,
that.
Guys, come on. There's a literal ghost in the room. Just shut up for once.
Guys, I'm scared.
Enough! I have trapped you here for one reason and one reason only.
So the door was your doing?
Of course it was. Doors won't just lock themselves, you know. Now... I have trapped you here for one reason and one reason only. To get my revenge!
On
Frank! That lowlife thinks he can get away with this. He has another thing coming. He is on his way, isn't he?
Well, yes, but...
When he gets here, I want you to tell him to inspect the boiler.
The boiler?
That's where my spirit is contained.
In our boiler?
Yes. When I died, I was lying next to the boiler pipe.
Right.
I don't know, guys. I don't think we should help a ghost. Seems a bit dodge.
If you don't help me, I'll haunt you all for the rest of your tenancy. Just imagine. 8 months of doors closing at random. Lights cutting out. Voices in the middle of the night.
Okay. We'll do it. We'll get Frank to open the boiler.
Are you crazy? What did you say?
No,
come on, guys! Do you really want a ghost haunting you for the next 8 months? You can barely handle one evening.
Well, someone's certainly got a handle on their fear quite nicely, haven't you?
We're not helping a ghost get revenge, Val. End of.
Well...
Well?
I mean, he did kill her. Seems sort of fair, doesn't it? Like the circle of life.
Well, I'm having no part in it.
Me neither.
Oh, so now you can both agree on something.
Hello, kids. What in tarnation is wrong with you? Calling me all the way out here late at night? And for what? This door doesn't even have a lock, you idiots. Never has, never will.
But...
If you're done wasting my time now, I will bid you strange ones adieu.
Frank, did you ever have a wife?
They never proved anything. Well, off I go. Toodaloo.
Wait, Frank?
What is it?
Ken has something he wants to ask you.
Do I?
The boiler.
Oh, right. Could you check out the boiler while you're here?
Well, only if you want to.
It's been making a weird noise and we can't get into the cupboard.
What? Weird noise? What sort of weird noise?
It's like a babbling brook.
No, it's not. It's more like this weird breathing noise.
I'm afraid I disagree. I've heard many a babbling brook in my time, and the boiler sounds just like one.
Anyway, we'd really appreciate it if you had a look.
But again, only if you want to.
No pressure, really.
Fine. Might as well get it over with while I'm already here. Bloody kids. Let's see what the problem is.
Amazing. Is there any door he can't open?
Well, I don't know what you want me to do. It looks like everything's in order. The only thing I could check is the pressure gauge. If I just release some...
So there you have it, children. That was, without a doubt, the scariest night of my life. And, judging by the little puddles I see before me, I have just made it the scariest night of yours. You're welcome. What shall we call that, then? A trick or a treat? Perhaps it was somewhere in the middle. Good night, children. Remember, sometimes a bubbling boiler isn't a bubbling boiler. It's the wheezing breath of your landlord's dead wife. Think on, and happy Halloween!
That was Hubble Bubble Boiler Trouble. It starred Edward Mulrine as Tom, Sam Colby as Ken, Hayden Burke as Jeff, Anna Swan as Ashley, Sahar Yousefi as Val, Inez Met as Maggie, George Cooper as Frank. Thanks for listening, and have a happy Halloween!